GoDaddy got hacked and you don't even have a website. Does this really bother you? Well, it should and very well could include you in something that you hadn't even thought of. And I'm going to explain that right now in the Insecurity Brief.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program.
We depend on you.
A bunch of sites are reporting that GoDaddy got hacked, including their filing with the SEC, that they found out back in September that they had bad actors and that their WordPress managed their managed section of WordPress had been controlled by somebody else, and they had downloaded up to and affected up to 1.2 million accounts, this with various email addresses and passwords, including the security certificates for SSH keys. In other words, the SSH key itself. This is a big problem for GoDaddy and its customers, but this may have wider-ranging effects. And I'm going to try to explain some of it to you right now. The first is the people that actually had their emails exposed or are going to be probably victims of phishing attacks. Now, phishing attacks, of course, is when you have an email that's sent to you to look like something else. You've probably seen these, and you may have even clicked on one. I hope you didn't. Anytime that you get an email from your bank or from some institution that's out on the internet like Amazon or eBay or whatever, I want you to go to the website itself by opening up browser manually and typing in the www.thenameofthecompany.com and then logging in that way to see if there's any activity on the website, not trusting what the email says. Because I get slammed with this shit all the time. I mean, I get fake Amazon links, and I know they're fake. They'll look like official ones, but in the even the from email address, for example, will be johnnycakes1297@hotmail.com. Like, really? Amazon's going to use that email address? Come on. So what's this got to do with you and Amazon getting, or GoDaddy getting hacked? The big part of this has to do two points. One, with affiliate marketing, and two, the exploits as a service that are available on the internet. Now, I've done other shows on my podcast and talked about criminal gangs that literally can buy kits that have fake websites and phishing lures and everything set up to trick you into clicking on a link. But where's that link gonna go? There comes the idea of affiliate links and GoDaddy and web pages. If you have total control of a domain, I have tripelix.com, for example. Okay, now I want to explain subdomains to you. Subdomains are links that can, or not links, they're actually real parts of the domain name. If you look at tripelix.com, that is my domain name. If I have a subdomain, these go in front of it with a dot address. So I have like a Friday night meetings with my groups on social media. The URL for that is meetings.tripelix.com. That meetings is a subdomain of tripylix.com. So let's say I want to be a cyber criminal and trick somebody. Now, if I was going to give you an affiliate link, let's talk about your bank. Yourbank.com. Okay, so this is yourbank.com, but I said that I have Tripylix and how all of this stuff works. So cyber criminal logs into the platform, the web, domain name, and they register a new subdomain for Tripylix.com. One method that tricksters use is they'll make up a series of numbers and letters. And whenever you log into a website, a legit one, you may see that after the domain name, things change into some ID number for keeping track of the session. So what they do is they will register a subdomain of, let's say, 32 characters long, random letters and numbers. I know that doesn't seem to make any sense, but it will in a second. Because from that, they're going to make another subdomain that's com, C-O-M, and then make another subdomain in front of that called your bank. So now we've got yourbank.com dot a whole bunch of gibberish, and then dot tripylix.com. The maximum length for all this stuff is 255 characters, and most web browsers only are going to show you maybe 100 characters across the top. You run off it very fast, and if you're using a cell phone and looking at URLs on it, you get like 32 characters, so you'd never see that one coming. So the services, the malware as service groups, will sell a cyber criminal the actual template for yourbank.com, and they put it on that subdomain so that you as the victim go to yourbank.com. Now, I talked about paletting and some other techniques of tricking you into clicking on the links and the way that 2FA works in another episode and ways to get around 2FA. But this is the danger for GoDaddy and all of us, is that all these domains are out there. The other thing is this. Besides the malicious tricksters that do the fraud sites that way, another happened a couple years ago when GoDaddy got hacked, and these websites were turned into alternative medicine websites, and these were straight affiliate links. And this is where the problem lies with all these affiliate links that are sitting all over the internet. Now, if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go out to YouTube and put Get Money Quick, and you'll see all these hucksters trying to sell you bullshit on YouTube, telling you you can make tons of money using Amazon affiliate links. Full disclosure, I use affiliate links for Amazon because I have some products that I don't want to stock and carry. They can sell them themselves. Maybe in the future, if this takes off, I'll start stocking and selling some of the security tools and mailing them out myself. But in the meantime, somebody can sell them off of Amazon. It doesn't really matter to me. But it does matter because I am using affiliate links, and this is the point. All over the internet, when you go to these sites, there are two methods for marketing that is costing us all. One is the affiliate link itself. And this can be in the process of going to a web page and causing the web page to click it, or you physically clicking on a link going to a specific website. One of the tricks in the affiliate world is the cookie that gets set when somebody shops on a particular site. So this is a trick. I get you to click on a link for, quote, Amazon, for example, and you look at the gadget that I'm showing you on Amazon, and you decide that you don't want that gadget, and you go clicking on something else and go buy something else on Amazon. Well, the cookie that got placed on your device from my affiliate link gets credited towards your other purchase. And this is what all these criminals are hoping for. They're hoping that you'll go to websites and click on things so that they can get set up so that if you do spend money, even not with them, that they'll get credit for it back with the other affiliate company. A lot of these companies are in existing, are there still a value for clicking and how what is called web traffic. This is true for most of the bigger entertainment companies and for the news quote companies. They keep track of this as a way to justify their viewership and their marketability. So they're involved in a lot of what's called clickbait. There are a bunch of companies that are out there that also use hacked domains to put up clickbait sites. And these are part of, you might have seen the three the six-toed child and better ways to groom your dog. I mean, there's tons and tons and tons of these websites out there. Some of these on hacked domains, some of them not on hacked domains. The trick here is to get you to go to the website and actually click on something and keep clicking. Each page that you open has links to other websites and are creating traffic for other websites. These tricks were used quite a few years ago. You might have seen all these blogging sites popping up, and you can make money from blogging, blah, 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 blah. These are both the affiliate link and the clickbait link combined into one. And what they were about was a false number of for websites being visited. This whole thing is a great big huge debacle that really needs to go away. So that's kind of the picture for how the websites actually are all tangled together into these people that got their websites compromised and are part of GoDaddy. The one question that I've got about the managed services for this and what happened, and by the way, they didn't tell the news or anything. They filed an SEC with the Securities and Exchange Commission about this breach that actually started back in September. So I don't really know if other companies and other affiliates, quote unquote, of GoDaddy, and they're an affiliate company as well, trying to get people to go there. And this is the problem with the affiliate system. They just blindly pay because the link contains some special code that goes back to that particular affiliate. And the whole process is like, we don't want to know where this link actually came from, which is really crap if you think about it, because the company should take the responsibility. And if somebody is getting traffic going over to a website illegally, they shouldn't be paying for it. And in some cases, I know bloody well they are, because too many times criminals steal domain names and put affiliate links on them, sending you over to these other websites. And I'm not going to get into the different affiliate programs because there's a ton of them, including Etsy, who's one of the worst offenders there is. But they've got big time company. And until we get these companies to actually buckle down and make it so that third party this can't be sending it over to that, we're going to continue living in an insecure network. Anyway, I'm Tripp. You have a great afternoon, and until next time,